After months of debating, arguing, agreeing, and disagreeing, it appears that an alliance between the United States Postal Service and FedEx is about to be approved. This week, the Postal Service Board of Governors is expected to approve a deal that would allow FedEx to handle virtually all the post office's express and priority mail shipments. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
When it was first announced 6 months ago, the proposed alliance between FedEx and the U.S. Post Office drew howls from competitors. Rivals like United Parcel Service and others complained a post office deal with FedEx would leave them at a disadvantage. But now the Postal Service appears ready to go ahead anyway. Its Board of Governors is considering a $1 billion-plus contract with FedEx. While terms of the deal haven't been disclosed, sources say it will focus on having FedEx take over the post office's air delivery service. With its large fleet of more than 650 planes, FedEx would be an exclusive contractor for the post office, handling the transport of both priority and express mail packages. The deal the Board of Governors is said to be looking at is narrower than a previous proposal, which would have called for FedEx to also handle some ground deliveries, but that has done little to placate FedEx's rivals. A UPS spokesman likened the deal to having the Department of Agriculture partner with Burger King to the exclusion of McDonald's. Other rivals, like Emory Worldwide, which still has a contract with the post office for delivery of express mail, have gone to court to try and derail the agreement. In its filing with the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, Emory says it was notified back in December by the Postal Service that it was no longer running a competitive process or requesting proposals for its future air transport network. Emory says its current contract with the post office doesn't expire till 2004. The post office, which over the weekend raised the price of a first-class stamp by a penny to 34 cents, has been looking at ways to expand its revenues. For fiscal year 2000, the post office has said it expects operating losses of almost $200 million. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.